Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome to the podcast. How are you doing after an intensely hot week in the UK? Well, certainly the first few days of this week were just mad hot. I don't know how you were able to cope. Interestingly enough, I was actually much better than if you'd asked me sort of 5 or 6 years ago. I always used to just go on and on and on about how I could not stand heat, like at all, because I was so hot. I wish. But I did. I used to just be the kind of person that the slightest heat would really affect me and I'd whinge so badly. And interestingly enough, since I've stopped drinking, everything's regulated. So now I just feel the heat like a normal person does, you know. So it certainly wasn't comfortable, but I was able to cope certainly better than I would have been doing if I'd been drinking. And I mean, what a bizarre kind of thing to even think that you would be going out and drinking in that heat. Oh my God, it just doesn't make any sense at all, does it? I don't know if you saw the piece, which I thought was really encouraging in the press earlier in the week, that was talking about the fact that the headline was something like drinking the bar dry. And they were saying that nearly a third of people who go to pubs and bars are not drinking alcohol. So, wow, I mean, they're finally catching up. The press are catching up with us. They're saying, you know, we need to rethink what we think of as a non-drinker, because, you know, a third of pub visits are alcohol-free. That's what the research shows. And as they say in this piece, a raft of major brewers have expanded into non-alcoholic beers. Well, and we know lots of other drinks, which is just fabulous news for those of us who are, you know, constantly trying to raise awareness of all this. So amazing news. And the more we can all do to talk about great alcohol-free drinks and encourage places near to us to stock them and encourage people to buy them online, the better it is for everyone. A Sober Club member was saying that in her local community, she asked one of the guys who has one of the community clubs to stock some alcohol-free drinks. And her husband was saying, oh, don't be ridiculous, you know, they'll just laugh at you. But no, the bar owner said, yeah, of course I will. I'll have them for you by the weekend. And everybody wins, because they can charge a bit more for it than if you just bought a lemonade, of course. And it just expands the whole consciousness. So yeah, it's all fantastic news. And on that note, we have a sponsor this week in Brulo Beer. So we've got a discount code for you. So that's super exciting. And I'm going to tell you all about this fantastic beer. It's such funky cans. I actually like having them on the shelf, so I'm finding it difficult to drink them, because I'm liking looking at them. The design is so funky. At our event last week, we had a family constellations day, and I had one of them on the shelf, and I could see people sort of thinking, oh, there's one or two there, and I really want to just hold that, because the can is so cool. So I'm going to tell you about Brulo beer in just a moment. First of all, just a quick reminder that we have a new date for Sober by the Sea, because the first one sold out super quick. So we've now got a new date, Sunday 21st of August. So very limited spaces, but do drop me a message or go to thesoberclub.com, click on events if you're interested. That's Sunday 21st of August for Sober by the Sea. Doesn't matter what stage you're at. Nothing I do matters what stage you're at. It's for everyone. So you'd be very welcome if you want that connection and want to focus on what you want for the future moving forward. So do drop me a line on that. And just another mention for anyone who is interested in the sober coach training that I run. There's some spaces left on that. The 2 days in person, unless you're not in the country, of course, are 30th of September and 1st of October. And then that's followed by a whole online programme, but just message me if that's something of interest. I'm going to bring for you today a section of an interview that I did with Tim Van Fleet, who is just the most fantastic breathwork expert. I think I brought you a clip from Tim once before, but we did another piece in the Sober Club and I thought, yeah, I have to share this because there's some real gems of wisdom that Tim comes out with. And, you know, breathing's free, right? And we may as well all get in on it if it can support our health and well-being. So I'm going to bring you that in a moment. But let me tell you about Brulo first, because it really is just such a funky brand, unique beers, and they're now available, you'll be pleased to know, widely in independent stores and online retailers. And they export to lots of other countries as well. As I've already said, really funky cans, just such a great design. It's difficult to describe them. You go to my site and just have a look at the blog post, or obviously go to their site, which is brulobeer.com. But the founder was telling me, James, who founded the brand in 2019, that he'd been looking at 1960s Japanese poster designs, and he came across these designs based around eyes. And then he started doing a bit more research and came across an abundance of eye icons, you know, all across the world, and then just thought, wow, I don't think I've ever seen this eye image on a beer. So he thought, well, I may as well change it. So there's this funky image of a wide open eye, and James reckons that represents being fully awakened, present and sober. I mean, you can't get better than that as a kind of a foundation for your brand, right? So these beers are vegan, really important to stress that, really fantastic quality. It's all about the taste and the quality and the finest ingredients, innovative yeast cultures, they tell me, and modern brewing techniques. So they're obviously alcohol-free, vegan, and taste absolutely great. And they're obviously an independent brewery. So, you know, they can do all these innovative things and have lots of unique flavour offerings, which they can make available through the year. So at the moment, let me just tell you about a few of the flavours. I hope I say this right. The Azaka IPA, that one is a spicy mango, pineapple, tangerine and pine. How cool is that? Really unusual. There's the Strata IPA, which is a favourite hop of Brulo. Delivers passion fruit, melon, strawberry, grapefruit and a dark goodness, they say. And then there's the Tropic of Now DDH IPA. So that's a double dry hopped beer loaded with Azaka, Columbus. I don't know some of these terms, but if you're a beer lover, you will know these. So just really fabulous, unique flavours. The website is brulobeer.com. And we've got this special offer with this collaboration with the podcast. So they're offering 25% off everything on their web shop, on the Brulo web shop. And you get free delivery on orders over £35. So it's a really good offer. 25% off everything. And you just need to use the code SOBERCLUB25. So that's SOBERCLUB in capital letters and the numbers 25. So SOBERCLUB25, capital letters and the number 25. Brulobeer.com. So check it out and enjoy. And yeah, I promised you this clip of an interview that we did with Tim Van Fleet. The what actually happened was that Tim is offering an online course, a 6-week online course, and a couple of Sober Club members did his course in the past and absolutely loved it. And they've been telling me just how it has kind of change their daily routine. And you know, if you get your daily routine right, you know how you start your day, everything flows wonderfully, doesn't it? So I thought, you know, let's get Tim back and he can talk about his course, but give us a few more tips and ideas around breathing. So we did a session in the Sober Club for our members and he taught us all of the breathing techniques and you know exactly how to do them. And obviously I'm not going to bring you that now because I know lots of people listen to this podcast while they're driving or doing other stuff. So I don't want to be getting you into a meditative state right now. But if you just drop me a message, I will send you a copy of I will send you the link to one of Tim's videos where he, you know, shows this stuff. It's a lot of it is just real basic stuff at this level. Obviously, he digs into it much more deeply on the course. But I'll happily share that video with you. If you go to the show notes, we'll share a video of the kind of basic breathing technique he talks about. So this is a clip from that session where he just shares some real gems, I think, about how we can use our breath wisely. And not just as, you know, in the past, I think I'd always thought of it as, okay, we can use our breath in meditation. But Tim explains how we can use our breath to control cravings even, which, you know, God knows is useful for us at so many different levels, whether that is alcohol or whether you've ditched the booze and now you want to control cravings for sugar or even just, you know, kind of reduce the dopamine seeking that we're all doing all the time. And even just in the few days since we did this session in the Sober Club, I've really noticed a difference from using some of Tim's techniques. So I thought it'd be great to share with you. If the interview sounds a little bit disjointed, it's because I've pieced it together from that longer session that was in the Sober Club, just so that makes sense. Anyways, enjoy.
I am so pleased to be talking breathing again, breathwork stuff. Welcome, Tim. I'm so happy to have you with us. King of breathing. Just for anyone who hasn't come across your work, can you do us just a little potted history before we get into a little session?
Sure. I've been working very deeply into the corporate world, in the financial world as a trader. And at a certain moment, it was time to leave. And then I actually, this is how I know you, Janie. I wrote a book about spirituality, like a 20-minute read.
Mm, your Hay House book.
Yeah, and this is how I met Janie. Like, we were Hay House colleagues, or are maybe even. Mm-hmm. And then I moved, and I was always doing yoga and pranayama. Pranayama is yoga breathing, as you probably know. Like, so this is 15 years ago. I started with yoga every day, pranayama. And then around 7 years ago, I started what I call deep breathing breath hold techniques. So Wim Hof method is a good example of it. And, I've been trained by Wim, and I've been teaching the method for 6 years extensively, like traveling the whole world. Mm. But now I founded my own techniques that are called Simplified Tummo and TT breathing. And TT stands for Tim's techniques, basically. And I grew into becoming a breathwork specialist. And this is how other people call me. I call myself a breathwork nerd. and that is simply because it's just mind-blowing what the breath can do to you. I'm telling stories like this like all the time. Mm. And I'm every time when I talk about it, I get like happy and amazed because we have such a huge, amazing tool within our own system that is for free, breathing. Mm. So that is what I do now for a living, and I love it. I live in Amsterdam. Mm. As you may have heard, my accent, very Dutch accent, and I have 5 kids here from the range of 23, driving a motor, stress, up to 2. Mm-hmm. Also stress. So basically, I've been working in the financial world, so I know what stress is, basically. And today, well, we're gonna talk more about cravings and how to work with them, right?
Absolutely,
that was the subject. But what you get on the side, what you get on the side is stress relief.
Mm, exactly. Just before we even get into that, you know, there might be people who are literally completely new to all of this, and they're kind of thinking, well, what do you even mean breathwork? Because breathe, right? We breathe, otherwise we wouldn't be alive. Yeah. So why is it that there is, this is a very sort of generic question, but why is there so much more to breathing than any of us ever know about, or until we meet you?
Yeah, I know it is totally weird. Can you imagine my work? And I'm traveling the world talking about breathing. It's a weird world. I accepted it. Now, it's like breathing is, when you talk about our nervous system, I mean, you probably have heard of the autonomic nervous system. It's like everything that happens in your body, you know, your heartbeat, your hormonal balance, inflammation response, breath.
Yeah.
We don't have to think about breathing. It goes completely automatically. Yet, so that's the unconscious part of our nervous system. Yet, our conscious part of our nervous system means thinking of something and then doing it. We can influence our breathing. Yeah. And we can do that in three ways. We can slow down our breathing. Hot day, slow down your breathing. You become more parasympathetic, you calm down, your blood vessels widen, you release heat, and you're okay, you can cope with the day. Yeah, so slow breathing, slowing down your breathing is number one. Then speeding up your breathing or breathing deeper, like that. Like you took a little sprint to the train, but without the actual act of sports.
Yeah.
There's some people like this part. Oh, wait, without the sports. Okay. So we can speed up or breathe deeper. And the third one is the breath hold. And with that, with consciously changing our breathing, we have an effect on that autonomic part of our body, that automatic part, which is hormonal balance. I'm not claiming it balances out all your hormones, but you have a certain influence on dopamine, on serotonin, DMT, which is a bit of and you know, like it's also a happy molecule. We have a influence on our inflammation response. Chronic inflammation is seen by most in the medical world now as the cause of a lot of ugly illnesses that are unexplainable, autoimmune illnesses. But it starts with chronic inflammation, which can be through lifestyle, but it can also be through long-term medicine use, for example.
Yeah.
Of course, more oxygen in your muscles, which gives you a better health. It alkalizes your body. You can produce more red blood cells, which also brings more oxygen to your muscle tissue and removes toxins. It trains your cardiovascular system, number one cause of death above cancer. The neurotransmitters or hormone, dopamine, serotonin. And this is something you may notice in the session that we're doing today. You have a tool. So by a few minutes of breathing, you will be able to slow down your breathing afterwards. That has a huge effect on your stress level.
Mm. Yeah.
Your digestive system.
Yeah.
So basically, we can manipulate our breath and with that have way more control over our lives than we think we do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really is. I know what you're going to, you know, the stuff you're going to teach us and with the courses that you run. I guess your aim is to encourage us to use this conscious breathing every day. You know, there'll be for an amount of time, and I'm sure you'll tell us about that. But we actually need to actually practice rather than just sort of wing it and expect it to happen. Mm-hmm.
And I know that is a hard part, you know, the discipline. Oh, my God. You know, you've been to Tony Robbins and he tells you to do a 45-minute morning routine.
Exactly. And then you've got to do your yoga and then you got
Right. You do it for 3 weeks and then you give it up. Yeah. So where I'm different from other, because most breathwork instructors are a little bit in the fluffy corner, you know, the yoga corner. And I'm there too. I love yoga. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bad-mouthing it in any way. But you got to make things applicable.
Yeah, got to fit your life.
So my morning breath work, and this is really true after, you know, I just, you know, told you a 15 years experience, pranayama, 7 years, Wim Hof method, all those things. My breath work practice in the morning is just 5 minutes. And that is my most favorite technique. It's called TT5. And it's so simple that it's, and I will send you a video or we'll send it to you, Jenny, then you can send it to everybody on how to do that. But that's something we will practice.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to be very bold also to give you homework. I know, you know, like some of you will never see me again, but that 5 minutes of breath work, if you do it in the morning, likely you can do it another one or two times a day. And I will explain why, but for example, you can do this before you have a big dinner.
Okay.
And that will make a huge difference in, well, what we're going to talk about, cravings.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody.
Tell us about the link then, you know, how can your breath have any impact on cravings?
Well, this is very simply said. It's all about the molecule dopamine and serotonin. Mm. And especially dopamine.
because we're all seeking pleasure, right?
Seeking pleasure. And it can be with bungee jumping. It can be with just fill in whatever addiction you wanna put there, you know, like alcohol or drugs, sugar, not to forget, and food. Because, you know, like I think if your challenge has been alcohol and you're finally off it,
yeah,
then you start to eat.
Yeah, then you get a cross addiction. Yeah, it's very common.
You get a cross addiction, you know, and maybe it's very hard to be like completely addiction free, and it's everybody's goal. But you can, you know, I will never tell somebody like that this is your Jenny, you're doing that, you know, like you got to stop the booze. You know, I'm teaching, I'm adding something with the breath work, and that. You can use it before you smoke your cigarette. You likely don't want to smoke your cigarette if you have a sugar craving, and especially also for dinner, because if you are, you know, the side effect, the cool thing is that you release dopamine. The side effect is that you calm down. If you're calmer before you start your dinner, your digestive system is more active.
Yeah.
Very likely you will eat half of what you normally eat, chew better. And stop eating earlier, but also your digestive system is more active. There's just more blood flowing there. Well, clearly this gives you a better health, right?
Yeah. Love it. Fantastic. Can you show us?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just do it, right? And I will explain it first. Mm-hmm. One round takes 1 minute. And TT5 or Simplify Tumo is very similar. Just a quick question to everybody here online. Are you able to breathe to the belly? If you know, do you understand what I mean then? So if you breathe in, let me exaggerate. Because this is, I would like to explain a little bit how that works with dopamine and with serotonin. And it's a very simple story. This is no high rocket science, you know, nothing whatsoever. So, you know, where I want to go to is a healthy gut. Now, you probably have been thrown that already with quotes on Facebook, like how important that is. But I will explain from a breathing point of view and a hormone point of view why this is important. 90% of our serotonin is made in the gut. 50% of our dopamine is made in the gut. So very simply said, if you have a healthy gut, you're happier. And less likely, less prone to grab whatever craving it is, that Snicker bar or, you know, chocolate or whatever. And the assignment that I want to get to eventually, I'm always giving away, you know, the best things first, is that when you have a craving, you do at least one round of breathing. And before a big meal, like dinner, lunch, you know, I'm not asking you to, if you're going out with your friends, to say like, sorry, I got to go away. But it would be a very good idea to, with everybody, just to do some breathing. If you do 5 minutes of breathing before you have your dinner or your big meal, what I just said, you will likely eat less and your digestive system is more active simply because you're calmer than normally.
Yeah.
And that I'm also, you know, like, I know I'm saying all these bold statements here, and I would be very critical to a guy like me from Amsterdam. Come on. You know, like, I would be very critical, and I want you to be critical as well. So I want to test, and the thing that we're going to test is slow breathing, slowing down your breathing. So I'm going to time 1 minute while we're slowing down our breathing, and you count the number of times you're breathing. And then we do the 5 rounds of breathing that I would like you to bring with you for the rest of your life. And you will get a video of this. And after that, we measure again that slow breathing. Now, why is that? Because the frequency of your breath says something about your stress level. If you have, you probably have had like some scary situation in your life. What happens with your breath? You start to breathe high, hyperventilate. Now, that is a very stressful form of breathing. If you're hyperventilating and you're able to slow down your breathing, and I've put like thousands of people, I think I'm on a count of 6,000 people I've put in an ice bath. The average reaction is, you know, total stress. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with it. And if you're able in a stressful situation where your breath goes faster to slow down your breathing, you're able to control your stress. This is why also, Janie, my program is called Control Your Breath, Control Your Life. And this is not about, you know, that we can manipulate everything that happens around us. No, it's about manipulating, it's a very, very crappy word, but manipulating your reaction to the things that are happening outside of us. So to control your inner world and not the outer world.
Yeah.
So by belly breathing, every time you breathe, right? Breathe in, breathe out, you move your belly, right? So this is really not rocket science. If you move your belly, there's more blood flowing there. With more blood flowing somewhere, there's a better health because there's removal of toxins, CO2, and oxygen is added. Make sense?
Yeah.
So we're first going to start slowing down our breathing. Pretty good, right? I mean, and this is just slowing down your breathing. It's really simple. You can always practice this, and I would say, take two words with you for the rest of your life. Breathe slowly. And the five rounds of breathing, the 5 minutes of breathing we're going to do now, hopefully, I'm just hoping you're going to test if what I'm saying is true. Hopefully, you can slow down your breathing even more and feel even more of that. Let's call it a meditative state, you know, like let's call it what it is. Right. So if you can, breathe nose in, mouth out. If your nose is blocked, just mouth in is okay. And you breathe through the belly as deep as you can. You know, if that is difficult, just breathing deeper. We're going to breathe 5 times in and out. Breath number 6, we're going to hold and count to 10. I will do the counting and everything. I will just guide you through the process. And after 10 seconds holding on the breath in, we breathe out as long and as slow as possible. That's one round, and it takes 1 minute. And 1 minute can already be enough to say no to something.
So that little workout that you put us through there, as it were, that 5 minutes is the reason when we then tested our sort of resting breath, as it were, everything had just calmed down so much more.
Yes. You're now, after 5 minutes of this breathing, calmer than you were before. You can test that with your breathing frequency, with an expensive word. But what is, if you would eat now, likely, I don't know, you know, like if you think of your food, maybe you're like, no, not at the moment, you know, like you would eat less. Plus your digestive system is active. Plus you probably chew more because you're, you know, less in a hurry, in a rush, or how you call that, like emotional eating and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, you know, I think cravings come from, apart from the addictive part, I have to, you know, whatever it is. It is often because of boredom,
yeah,
because of irritation, because of impatience. This is taking too long. Give me that cigarette. Or, you know, like my challenge is more tobacco. I don't have a problem with alcohol, but, you know, that is my thingy, basically. You can kill boredom, impatience, and being irritated with 5 minutes of breathing.
Yeah.
Apart from that physiological aspect that you have more blood in your belly, in your gut now, so a healthier digestive system. So I know this breath work is simple, but, you know, like, I believe simple is pure.
I mean, I'm guessing it would also reduce, if you had pain, it would also help reduce pain. Probably faster than a painkiller.
Well, a natural painkiller is endorphins.
Yeah.
And that is actually through exercise and cold training.
Right.
So if you ask me, you know, like, what should I do in the morning? I would say, 2 minutes of exercise. I will actually send you that video, Janie.
Yeah, please do. That'd be great.
Two minutes of exercise and 5 minutes of this breath work. And the exercise is so simple. If you're a top sporter, you can do it. But also if you're like 300 kilo overweight, you can do it too.
That's everybody good to can know. Do it.
And it's basically it's a spinal correction exercise. It's called the arm twist. Mm-hmm. You will see it later.
Yeah.
Because we don't have, you know, like zillions of time. So
you will I'm know, guessing but, you'd also recommend cold showers.
Exactly. I am. Because exercise is releasing endorphins. And thank you for giving me that bridge, Jamie. Are you showering cold, by the way? Ending your shower cold already?
Yeah. I often do. Although, I have to persuade myself to have a shower. I'm such a bath person. Well, it's really hot. but yes, I am trying to train myself. My boys are really good at doing the cold shower thing.
Nice.
And lots of our members here are do cold water swimming.
Nice. Yeah, the cold is amazing. So for me, the holy trinity of a perfect morning routine is a little bit of exercise, a little bit of breathing, the breathing that we just did, and then ending your shower cold, only 30 seconds. So baby steps. But if you do that continuously, like it becomes part of your system, I believe nobody has to go to the gym, for example, or needs medicine. Of course, sometimes, you know, like I'm not against the pharmaceutical world, don't get me wrong, but I think we use 10 times too much medicine. And so in the morning, 2 minutes exercise, 5 minutes breathing, ending your shower cold, 30 seconds. Then whenever you get, of course, a craving, you know, even one round of this breathing should be enough. Mm-hmm. You know, there was this research about smokers, and if they would postpone that cigarette for 1 minute, they didn't want it anymore. Yeah. So maybe this just works because you wait for 1 minute, you know, and maybe this works because of the breathing and the release of dopamine.
Yeah.
Who cares? Whenever you get irritated, cravings, impatient, boredom is often why people are like, come on, give me that, whatever it is. Mm. Now, like, I'm bored. Do 5 minutes of this breathing before every big meal. Do 5 minutes of this breathing. Just whenever you think of it. And if you have a craving, only one round should be enough, actually. But if you want to do more, do 5 minutes. You can do it's so light and simple, this breathing, that you could do it like 5-10 times a day. Mm. So
I love the way you've made it simple enough for us to count. Because in the past, when I've tried to do sort of breathwork exercises, I've got myself in a terrible mess because I've forgotten how to count. And then I've just, but you've made it very, very simple.
Yeah. And like the physiological science behind it is belly breathing, focus on that. And you calm down. So your digestive system is more active and therefore more serotonin and dopamine is made. And especially dopamine is what we are looking for when we take whatever chocolate. And the funny thing is, this is just, you know, like Andrew Huberman, have you ever heard of him?
Yeah,
he's a neurologist and or a neuroscience scientist, whatever you want to call it. He found out that the combination of dopamine with adrenaline is the flow state. And with deeper breathing, we activate ourselves. We make especially noradrenaline. Now, there's a little difference between the two, but noradrenaline is a mood shifter. It makes you happier. And then you get also the dopamine release and serotonin release because you're actively breathing to the belly. So it is possible that you feel, and it's not a promise, but it works for me like that, that you can go from feeling really bad, like one of those days where you really want to be in the white room, you know, or just get under your... And that through even 5 minutes of breathing, you're like, man, I'm okay again. Mm. And as I said, it's not a promise, but I do get this a lot as feedback. So yeah. Hopefully this works for you.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's also brilliant that, you know, for people who have, certainly those of us that have been drinking for years, we found when we were drinking, certainly speaking for myself, found meditation really, really hard because I don't want to sit with my own thoughts, for God's sake. You know, I don't like that at all. I didn't feel very authentic with who I was. And so people who are sort of new to meditation, what a fantastic way to to start meditation. Just focus on that with all the all the breathing, with all the benefits that it brings.
Yeah. This is why guys are attracted also, you know, like on average, women are a little bit more open to meditation. Guys are like, whoa, the yoga stuff, you know, but oh, we're going to breathe. We're actually doing something. Mm. It's like an active meditation. And I don't know, I would love to hear your feedback, but afterwards, after the 5 minutes of breathing, did you feel like you were in a meditative state? Deeper than for me, than I used when I met you. I needed 1 hour to get into. Now I get into in within 5 minutes in a way deeper meditative state than when I was a meditation teacher. When was it? 8-10 years ago or something, and I needed an hour for that.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, like, it's not a cheap trick. It's just the breath is amazing. And this is just one small example of how you can use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tim. We so appreciate it. And
thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. So if you want any more information about Tim's course, just check out the show notes for this podcast, Alcohol Free Life Podcast. If you check the show notes, and I'll put the links there, and make sure you see that little video clip as well, if that's of interest. And yeah, let's all just get breathing, right? It's free. It's free. And it can calm us down. It can help us control cravings, and it can set us up for the day, which is all really good. If you are in the early stages of ditching the booze, it's just fantastic to have a little bit of a morning routine, particularly if in the past you've been very chaotic and just kind of rocked out of bed, straight onto your phone, straight into, you know, a panicky day. It makes such a difference when you can actually make that commitment that you will not put your phone on for at least, I mean, minimum 20 minutes, but preferably an hour when you first wake up. You know, go within before you go to the outside world, as it were. And as Tim says, you know, do that tiny bit of exercise, that short breathing exercise, which is so simple, just calm everything down. And it's a fantastic start to sort of get you into that meditative state. If you're not at the stage where you can sit cross-legged for 20 minutes, I mean, who is really? Then that's just a fantastic start. It's a case of doing the bit you can, isn't it? Doing what you can towards centering yourself and rebalancing yourself. And I think certainly in those early stages when you've been drinking, it's the chaos that gets to us. It's that awful chaotic feeling. And if we can get away from that, super, super helpful. So just a reminder of the Brulo beer offer. We have exclusive offer, which is 25% off everything on the Brulo web shop, Brulo, and free delivery on orders over £35. So you just need to use the code SOBERCLUB25. So SOBERCLUB in capital letters, the numbers 25, SOBERCLUB25, and go to brulobeer.com and get 25% off these funky cans. We've also got a competition as well to give some away, so make sure you enter that. And there's lots more info if you check out the show notes and go to the blog post. So I'll see you same time next week. Loads of people stop their podcasts through the summer. I'm not going to do that because, you know, while I've got great guests and while I've got great things going on, I'd much rather, you know, keep doing it. So if you have any suggestions of great guests you'd love me to interview, particularly if you can connect me, that would be amazing. And also, you know, I might do for one of the podcasts through August, when, you know, undoubtedly there are a lot of people on holiday, then I'm really happy to do a kind of a Q&A. So if you've got questions, just whiz them over to me. You know how to find me. I'm everywhere on social media at Janie Lee Grace, not difficult to find me. Then, you know, whiz over a question and I'm very happy to answer it. Doesn't have to use your name. Obviously, it can be anonymous. And of course, if you want support, please check out the Sober Club. It really is for you, whatever stage you're at. If you're just early days, you've stumbled upon this podcast, you're still drinking maybe, and you're just a little bit sober curious, then
come and join us, see what it's all about. There's so much stuff around health and well-being generally. You know, even if you carried on drinking, you would benefit hugely from all the stuff we have in the Sober Club. And if you've stopped drinking years ago, or maybe you're one of those incredible people that never went down that rabbit hole, then there's masses for you in terms of health and well-being, support and inspiration and connection. And we have wonderful expert guests like Tim, as you've heard, meditation experts. We have someone talking about moon energies next week. And then we have really practical stuff like nutrition and fitness, people doing fitness sessions and Pilates sessions and yoga classes. And there's just so much on there. So there really is, you know, well, of course I'm going to say it's amazing because, you know, it's a huge part of my life, and obviously an amazing community who are there to cheerlead each other, and the support really is fantastic. So check it out, soberclub.com. And as I say, you know where to find me. Always reach out if you need help, and always tell someone if you're doing this. Don't do this on your own. Tell someone. We need each other. We need support. It's when you kind of go within and keep it all to yourself. That's when the wine witch creeps in and says, ah, yeah, well, you know, I know you think you can do this. Well, hey, start next week. So get supported and become held accountable. We also have a 12-week accountability program, if that's of interest. So for that extra level of support for you if you're in the early stages of doing this fabulous thing. Oh, did you see the piece that NME, I think it was, with Florence, you know, as in And the Machine, talking about how her sobriety is like the most important thing in her life. It's such a lovely piece, such a positive piece. Like, wow, how fantastic. It's, I love, there's been some lovely stuff on in the media this week, amazingly. Normally it's such doom and gloom, but actually there was the lovely piece about Florence. There was the piece I mentioned earlier about the pub, about people alcohol free, which you don't normally see those articles. And then there was that wonderful little clip on Instagram of Drew Barrymore in the rain. Oh my God, if you haven't seen it, you have to look at it. And she got all that flack. What the hell? Like, people being really kind of mean about her positivity. God, when you think what she's been through, addiction and God knows what, that was just unadulterated joy. And you know, every time it rains now, I am going to consider it, you know, going and doing a Drew Barrymore. If you haven't seen it, look it up. And I'll see you same time next week. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.